Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, October 16th, 2023. I have 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll begin on our agenda with approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 473449 through 473482, warrants 8245 through 8248, 8250 through 8251, four journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have planning and zoning rezone request. At this time, I would turn it over to Mr. Scott Sterrett.
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the October 16th, 2023 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence of Exhibit A. Staff report for each case, Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for the cases, Exhibit C. The staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote.
All right, our first order is for the Bee Creek rezoning, and at this time I will remove myself from the room and recuse.
I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and I will faithfully demean myself in the position of temporary presiding commissioner for which I was appointed this day, 16th of October, 2023.
Does that mean I get the gavel, Nick? I get the gavel? No. Okay. So the first one we have is order number 7-17-2023-01, which is a rezoning request by Bee Creek Estates, LLC, to rezone one parcel located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branch, Missouri, from A1 Agriculture District to R2 1 and 2 Family Residential District. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of or the representative of?
So my name is Christian Horton. I'm the attorney for the applicant. And just wanted to speak on this application, take a few moments of your time. Just to recap, too, this is a case that came up from Planning and Zoning with a unanimous approval. We then had a public hearing on this case last time before you. Sentiments expressed on both sides. We showed site sketches for the development. We had a plan sheet that we produced. I will say that for this hearing, we've got a revised plan sheet that's been circulated. It should be in your packets. I've got extra copies of the plan sheet.
I'd like one, please.
There's some right here.
Oh. That I brought. So anybody that is interested in this case can have a copy of that plan sheet today. And I also brought extra copies of the traffic study that was commissioned. Before I talk about the traffic study, I just want to highlight again that we've presented testimony to the commission on the need for this development through the housing study that was admitted as part of this record. This is a case that came on a revised application, brand new application. Originally, it was presented to you as a R3 with more density. Listening to concerns of the commission, we went back, redrew some plans, and then came forward with an R2 density plan. And you'll notice on the revised plan sheet that there still is a what we call a deceleration lane that will serve the turn-in for this development. But if I could just take a minute or two about the traffic study. Last time we were here, we were talking about commissioning a traffic study, and the commission had decided that that was the next step that they wanted to see. In fact, I think the commission was looking for the county or some department of the county to get that study completed. And we gave that some thought, knowing that it was going to have to come out of a county budget somewhere that probably wasn't planned for, and that it was going to take probably some time to get that sorted through. David Cope, developer here, made the decision to assist the county and commission the traffic study himself and to pay for it himself. It was a $7,000 traffic study. CJW, the engineering firm out of Springfield that does most of the traffic studies regionally, was called to do the traffic study in this instance because we figured that if the county would have called anybody to do the traffic study, they would have most likely called CJW to do it. They're a very reputable firm that does traffic studies for P&Z cases. So we prepared a traffic study that should be in your materials, should have been supplied ahead of this hearing, and I've got extra hard copies, for anyone that would like a traffic study, and that includes for those people that might be here interested in this case. They can take a copy of the traffic study home with them. But when you look, the highlight of the traffic study, if I could sum it up, is that after doing the technical analysis of traffic patterns for this particular development, the impact of traffic that this development will have on Bee Creek is minimal. And I know I can hear snickering behind me because the public perception might be that it's not going to be minimal. But when you look at the engineering that was done to analyze this question, and I don't know if anybody that was snickering is a traffic engineer, but I have a traffic engineer with me today to answer any questions that the commission may have. She was involved with the preparation of this traffic study. She is here to answer any questions you might have related to it, the findings of the traffic study. She's very familiar with what was done and the results and opinions that come from it. She is a Forsyth Panther graduate. She went to the University of Missouri and got her civil engineering degree, and she's been working for CJW since she graduated with that degree. So Tawny Denzer is here to answer Q&As on the traffic study. But the bottom line is, the deceleration lane that we've included with our updated plans is not even required by the traffic study. Traffic study doesn't say that there has to be a turn lane in the middle, doesn't say that there has to be a deceleration lane. The traffic study concludes that the true impact from this development is not going to be a significant impact on the traffic patterns for Bee Creek Road. Now, David Cope, the developer, because he is a man of his word, and he gave this commission his word some time ago that he would put in a decel lane, he is going to honor that, even though this traffic study doesn't call for it. Now, he met with Devin Sherwood out at the development proposed development.
Who's Devin Sherwood?
I'm talking about your Devin.
Devin Huff. Okay.
Devin Huff, I'm sorry. That's Devin Sherwood is an attorney in Springfield.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Sorry. Devin Huff. He met with Devin Huff out there at the property, and the two of them decided, Devin's input was the element here, the key element, the two of them decided on sight lines where the best entry point would be for this development on Bee Creek in terms of sight lines and everything along those lines. So Devin assisted in selecting the turn-in point for the development and was instrumental in the layout of the decel lane that David has agreed to put in. It does not need to be as long as we originally drew, but the two of them met out there, and Devin provided his input on all the specifics for the turn-in and the decel lane. So from the developer's point of view, we think that we have, at least in a with expert opinion, we've gone out, commissioned the traffic study, paid for the traffic study, shown through the traffic study that this development can proceed on Bee Creek Road. And we're asking the commission at this point, now that the traffic study is done and that question is answered by an engineer, to approve the rezoning request from A1 to R2. And again, if you all have specific questions on the traffic study, I have the engineer who did it, who's here today, who can address any questions that you might have. Any questions for me?
I have a couple, but Commissioner White, do you have any?
Go ahead.
I don't know if this would be for you or for the engineer, and I'm sorry, was it C? What's the name of the engineering company?
CJW.
So, and I really don't know the answer to this, and I typically try not to ask questions I don't know the answer to already. How many different type of traffic studies are there? And then, or what was the parameters of this specific traffic study? And here's why I ask. So it was kind of, as you mentioned in the last meeting, a traffic study was discussed. I think that the goal and the purpose there was not for you to hire your own. I hope that wasn't ever relayed. I think the county was willing to do that at our expense. By the time we were able to talk to the engineering companies that we have contracts with, so you had mentioned that, sorry, not you, gentlemen, mentioned that that's probably, we would have probably used CJW. We would not have used CJW. We don't have a contract with them. We have a contract with a couple different engineering companies. So we would either have used Great River Engineering or HDR. So we reached out to, I reached out to Great River Engineering just kind of, hey, to learn. My understanding was to do the scope of what we wanted done would have taken a year, if not longer, and probably $50,000 to $100,000. So how are we able to do something? By the time we were in those talks, for me to come back to the commission and say, hey, this is what it may be, all of a sudden we had a traffic study that was prepared by you guys. So how thorough is that traffic study compared to one that would take quite a bit longer and cost quite a bit more? And is that a fair question to ask?
So you're just asking basically what we look at in our traffic studies at CJW. Is that correct?
I think what I'm asking is probably what was the scope of work that you were hired to do?
Okay.
And how does that differ than what the county was expecting whenever we were talking about a traffic study?
Okay. So the scope of work that we were required to do is we went out and counted traffic basically just to get a good idea of what the traffic was on Bee Creek Road in this specific year. We did that in the a.m. and peak times, a.m. and p.m. peak times, so that's 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then that's 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We used those to determine the potential impact to the transportation network due to the potential development, and we use those numbers and numbers from a national database based on the type of development. So in this case, the single-family attached housing.